So Miles Goodwin will be reading and lighting our chalice this morning.
Chalice of light, brighten our days. Chalice of warmth, open our hearts. Chalice of memory, renew our hope. Chalice of vision, guide us in love this day.
Thank you, Miles. And now let us be called to worship with these words by Reverend Mark DeWolf. I'd like to ask you now to reach inside of yourself and touch that special place in your heart where love blooms and grows. Know that it is love which brought you here, and love which keeps you alive. Know that you are not alone, that the love which blooms inside you is shared by the brothers and sisters who surround you, who, like you, have known not only loss and not only fear, but have also known the joy of saying yes to life. So welcome this first Sunday of spring as we say yes to the beauty of life. Grown-ups are invited to be seated, and children, please come forward. Bob is going to do our children's time.
How's everybody doing today? It's going to be a very short children's time now because we have a whole extra time between the two services where we're going to do some interesting things, and we're going to talk about someone very special. All right? So that's it. That's the message for now. But I'm trying to keep it short because the service is short as well. So we'll have plenty of time in between. All right? And we have snacks too. I know you guys don't like them. Anyway, let's go.
So, now is our time to get settled in and centered, to become aware of the things we brought in that are important and the things we brought in that are not that important, that are not for this time, and to put those things aside to be picked up later if you want them, or just left here if you don't. But if you have a joy or a sorrow you would like to mark, we invite you to light, come forward during the time that Dale is playing our music, and silently light a candle of joy or sorrow. And we have papers in the back on which you can write what you are marking, and that will be posted so other people can know and hold that in their hearts for you. And I light one candle for all the joys and sorrows we carry that go unspoken and often unacknowledged. Please join me in the spirit of meditation and prayer. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Keep breathing. Feel the breath that is life come into you and move through you, freely given. No strings attached. Yours, a gift, into which you live each day, each hour. For this we can be grateful. Through this breath we feel the bonds of all that ever was and all that ever will be. the people, the creatures, the things that grow in the earth, all part of that great circulating wonder of life. On this, the first Sunday in spring, we can feel all that possibility, even while we are aware of the losses we sustain, of the troubles we carry, of the sorrows we bear. But all held in this wondrous cycle of life that knows joy and sorrow, love and loss, winter and spring, and life renewed. May these days bring us strength, bring us joy, and compassion for those we love, for those we touch, and for those we know not, but who need us just the same. For all our blessings known and unknown, remembered and forgotten, may we be truly grateful. Amen. One day there was a farmer whose donkey fell down the well. Well, the donkey screamed and cried piteously, stuck down that well, and the farmer couldn't figure out what to do. He thought and couldn't figure out anything, and he finally decided that that donkey was really very old, and that well really needed to be capped off anyway. It was also very old and not doing so well. So he invited in the neighbors, and the neighbors all came with their shovels, and they started shoveling dirt into the well. And as they did that, the donkey started screaming horribly as it figured out what was going on, carrying on. And then it stopped, and it got very quiet. And so after a few minutes of the shoveling, the farmer went and peeked over the well edge into the center. And there was the donkey. And every time a shovel of dirt fell on the donkey's back, it would go, shake it off, pick up its foot, and step on it. As the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel dirt into the well, the donkey continued to shake, pick up its foot, and step up. Until everyone was amazed when the donkey stepped over the edge of the well and happily trotted off. Believable? With Mary Oliver, I say, I refuse to live locked in the orderly house of reasons and proofs. The world I live in and believe in is wider than that. And anyway, what's wrong with maybe? Believable? Maybe. I have found that if I restrict myself to the possible and the believable, my imagination hunkers down, and my capacity for creative thinking and problem solving and inspirational envisioning disconnects from its source. Deflating. There is a reason why one of the first unbreakable rules of brainstorming is that it is forbidden to criticize or critique any idea that comes up, no matter how weird or wild, how fantastic or implausible it may seem. every idea, sedate or outlandish, gets listed with equal footing. And when we are all finished spinning our fantasies together with our practicalities, the magic happens, and something new and different and compelling emerges. I refuse to live locked in the orderly house of reasons and proof. The world I live in and believe in is wider than that. And anyway, what is wrong with maybe? Nothing. About 175 years ago, in a large stone cathedral in Europe, on a Saturday afternoon, the sexton was doing what our sexton usually does, which is clean, get ready for Sunday morning. And the sexton was up in the choir and organ loft cleaning when he heard the stomp, stomp, slow, heavy tread of heavy footsteps on the stairs going up to the organ and choir loft. He was startled, not expecting anyone, and he turned to see a man who was slightly tattered in traveling clothes, slowly coming toward him. "Excuse me, sir," the man began. "I have come quite a long distance to see the great organ that is in this cathedral. Would you mind just opening the console so I could have a look at it?" The sexton refused at first, but the stranger seemed so eager and had traveled so long, he finally relented and opened the console. "May I sit on the bench?" The sexton told him that was out of the question. No one sits on the bench but the organist. "What if the organist came in and saw you sitting there? I could lose my job." Well, the stranger was gentle but persistent, and the sexton finally gave in. "But only for a moment," he added. He noticed right away how comfortable that stranger felt. Sat on that bench. He seemed right at home, so he was not surprised, probably neither are you, when the man asked him if he could please be allowed to play the organ. "No, no, definitely not. No one is allowed to play the organ except the cathedral organist." The stranger's face fell. He looked very sad. His disappointment was so obvious, and he reminded the sexton of just how far he had traveled, and he assured him that no damage would be done. So finally the sexton took heart and relented, and he told the stranger he could play the instrument, but only a few notes, no more. Then he would have to leave. Overjoyed, the stranger pulled out some of the stops and began to play. Suddenly, the cathedral was filled with the most beautiful music the sexton had ever heard in all his years of serving in that place. The music transported him. In what seemed like all too short a time, the dowdy stranger stopped playing, slid off the organ bench, and started back down the stairway the way he had come. Wait, cried the sexton. "That was the most beautiful music I have ever heard. Who are you?" The stranger turned for just a moment as he said, "Mendelssohn." The disheveled, dowdy stranger was Felix Mendelssohn, one of the greatest organists and composers of the 19th century. You wouldn't believe what once or twice I have seen. I'll just tell you this. Only if there are angels in your head will you ever possibly see one. if this sexton had not been willing to take a risk going out of his comfort zone and even out of his acceptable practice, he would never have gotten to have had that experience of being transported by the music of Felix Mendelssohn. And Felix Mendelssohn would never have had the chance to have the experience of playing that fabulous cathedral organ. They need not be literal angels in your head. Come on, UUs, you don't need to be literal. They need not be literal UUs, angels in your head. But if you carry within yourself the real possibility of the unimaginable happening, sometimes you can see it or see that inkling of it and even let it in. There is something called the Chinese bamboo tree. The Chinese bamboo tree takes 5 years to grow. 5 years to grow. But for the first 5 years, you have to tend it and water it and protect it and care for it. And you cannot see it. It is all under the ground, under the earth. You see nothing on the surface. Nothing is happening for 5 years that is visible. And then in the fifth year, it breaks through the surface. And astonishingly, in 5 weeks, it grows 90 feet. In 5 weeks, it grows 90 feet. To anyone who comes by and watches you while you are watering, caring for, and tending to it in those first 5 years, they think you're pretty foolish. Looks like you're wasting your time watering nothing. Nothing that shows any progress. They might laugh at you, make jokes about you, ridicule you for tending to that flat piece of barren earth where nothing is happening. But sometimes in life it takes that long. It takes that long to nurture the amazing thing that is secretly preparing itself to emerge with grace and strength and beauty. 90 feet of growth in 5 weeks. Amazing. You wouldn't believe what once or twice I have seen. I just tell you this. Only if there are angels in your head will you ever possibly see one. So on this day, in these times, my friends, I wish you angels in your head. Angels in your head that will permit you to see what is aching to be seen and to dream what is yearning to be dreamed and to bring into being what just might actually come to pass. Maybe. Amen. And blessed be. You take hold of the hand of a person nearby, if you are comfortable and willing, even if you're a little uncomfortable. Feel the warmth. Feel the life in that hand. Feel how precious that is, life in that hand, to be connected, to know we're all in this together. Remember that feeling. Remember it. Take it with you all week long and go forward in peace and love. in wonder and with fresh courage. Amen and blessed be.